Good morning. Are you on Foxygen? Apparently Trump is. He's taking a load of it.
Yeah, look, Trump has had an interesting week. First week as president, and he is he's blazing away. He's got a bit of energy behind him, but whether he's sort of on the treadmill going nowhere or whether he's actually making some progress, I guess, remains to be seen.
Well, first of all, he has not had any bill go before the Congress. The first one that will, of course, would be the Medicare bill, and he said that would be done already. Well, the reason it isn't done is pretty damn complicated, and 26 million people are beneficiaries of the current program.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to make them mad.
Yeah, first day in office was going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, get rid of Obamacare, as more people seem to recognize it by that name, get rid of Obamacare. But this is a very complicated process and one that the Republicans still don't really seem to have a replacement for.
No, and one of the things they're talking about is freedom of choice. That means you don't have to have any health care. Now, that means a hell of a program where people go to the emergency when they have any kind of problem. And if they're in serious problems, the American taxpayer pays for it. That doesn't seem to be a wise move to me.
It's very American sort of attitude, you would have to say, that sort of freedom of choice around the medical situation.
Well, you'd have to have the freedom to die if you're going to do that, because when people go to the hospital, they're really sick.
Now, let's look at one of the big campaign promises that Trump made, the wall. The wall along the southern border of the United States, separating the United States from Mexico. Interesting news. What do you make of his process so far?
Well, I was talking to some of my friends in Germany, and they say they have a spare wall that they could ship over at a very low expense.
It's in pieces these days, I think, but that's probably more convenient
that's
for travel.
That's convenient for travel. The wall, he wanted to say that was going to be paid by the Mexicans. So this morning, he announced that there'll be a 20% tax on goods coming from Mexico to pay for the wall. Now, unless the Mexicans run across the bridge and pay the tax on the other side, I think the Americans are going to be paying the tax. And usually what happens is a reciprocal tax. I believe NAFTA calls for that. If you raise your taxes 20%, we can raise ours 20%. Now, who would that hurt? Because U.S. Exports finished goods to Mexico, automobiles, steel, and so on, whereas Mexico sends food products. So the differences in the taxes collected will be enormous.
Now, the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, he canceled a meeting with Trump. Doesn't seem like there'd be a lot of cooperation between the two nations at the moment. I mean, Trump's response was if he's not going to treat America fairly and justly, he should just cancel the meeting. And Mexican president's response was to cancel the meeting. He's not real interested in meeting with Trump, and you can kind of see where he might be coming from. They're still saying, we're not going to pay for this wall. It's ridiculous. So it doesn't seem like cooperation is going to be sort of high on the agenda.
Well, let's put it the way it is. Mexico is not dependent on the United States. The United States is dependent on Mexico. Mexican workers are the workers who build most of the housing, who clean the streets, who are the nannies, etc. So Nieto, whose popularity is lower than Trump's, is gaining points by his action against Trump. I think, as it stands, this is what I see Trump doing: announcing things and then forgetting about them, making another announcement and forgetting about them. We've had some politicians here do that very successfully. If no one holds him accountable, and that means actually having a truth squad going around almost every week printing up this stuff, his alternate truth will win.
Yeah, this seems like alternate facts. You know, Trump can make these announcements, and yet even when held to account, that was an alternate fact, and the fact of the matter is what I tell you right now.
Well, how can you say that Mexicans are paying for the wall when the tax is on Americans? That's an alternate universe.
All right, let's look at some of the other things Trump has dealing with since he's come into the big chair. nuclear codes. People are a little bit concerned about giving Trump the nuclear codes, but so far I haven't seen any mushroom clouds on the horizon, so that's probably a good thing.
Well, it is. And you might look at it this way. People think Trump might use these nuclear weapons, particularly tactical nuclear weapons, but the military's wanted to use in Iraq, and they'd like to use in Syria and the like. Now, these tactical nuclear weapons do a lot of damage, but in a small space. And I would anticipate there'd be pressure to use those weapons. The problem with that, other people have them.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. In fact, I've been speaking on a completely unrelated note to quite a few nuclear experts and experts in sort of political relations at the moment, and discussing with them whether there is a likelihood of technical nukes being used. But the big wild card for a lot of people are saying stuff like, you know, Pakistan and India, they might use tactical weapons between themselves. You've got pariah nations like North Korea that people are keeping an eye on. But really, at the moment, the big Trump card, the big wild card is Donald Trump himself. Nobody seems too certain on what he's going to do.
Well, for the moment, that's very helpful because everyone knew Obama would not push the button. And if Trump did a deal with the Russians and told the people in Syria and the rest of them, hey, look, we're getting serious, we're joining sides here, you better give up now, some of them might.
Mm.
And for the rest of the world, the fact that Assad's a dictator doesn't mean much anymore. The flow of immigrants stops.
Mm.
So I think for the moment, that may be a good thing. I don't think Trump is operating on my wavelength, but by accidentally, he may have a moment in time. You mentioned North Korea. The North Koreans are in a very bad condition. Their leader is really on the slide. What he could do is say, I'm sending off my nuclear weapons because I know Trump might do it to me. This is the scary one, the real scary one.
It's like Donald Trump is making Nixon's madman policy actually work for him by the sound of things.
So. Yes, and that could really be damaging, particularly for us in Australia.
Now, let's look at a couple of other things. Obama was quite criticized by the Republicans for executive overreach. A lot of them claimed during his time that he had a bit of executive overreach and the way he deployed executive orders. Donald Trump's made a couple of executive orders since he sat in the big chair. He's got the Dakota oil pipeline and another one I know of on reproductive rights as well. He's sort of signed off on a couple of things there. What's going on?
Well, I think the Republicans will say he's just imitating Obama, but in a good way. the things Obama was doing were really bad. Now, each of these things has real repercussions. The oil deal. Well, by the time that pipeline's finished, the United States won't need the oil, number one. The second thing on the abortions, and these abortion clinics are in developing countries where women really aren't safe from unwanted sex. So other countries will step in, and they will be heroic in that. And whatever the U.S. is doing in bridge building and so forth, people won't notice.
Mm.
What they'll notice is human care. And the U.S. will not be in the human care business anymore.
Although it is argued that this is one that the Republicans and Democrats have batted back and forth for a while. No matter who the Republican president was, he was going to be to end up signing that bill.
Yes, that is true. But I think it still have the same effect. But with Obama, it was one, look, this man cares.
Mm.
Now we have a man who doesn't care about us as a people. That has deep ramifications for a long time to come.
Mm. And just, well, as a final point, we've got the TPP. Australia, unfortunately, is reeling a little bit from this decision. I think our government right now is playing a little bit of catch-up with nobody expecting Trump to get in, and now Trump is in and he's doing these things that he said he would do. We are still taken a little bit by surprise. How is America going to be dealing with trade from now on when we're having these kind of conversations?
I think there's some other regional agreements will occur that look very much like the TPP without China. That's what's going to happen, and Trump will take credit for it.
Yeah, well, I can't have the China boogeyman sort of over the shoulder at the moment, that's for certain.
That's right.
Ed, thank you very much, mate.
Okay.
Always a pleasure, always interesting to have a bit of a chat.
I think we'll have plenty to talk about with Mr. Trump in the White House.
for the rest of 2017 or just however long he manages to stay in there, I'm sure it's going to be plenty to talk about. Yeah, thank you very much.
The Trump card.
Have a good one, mate.
Thanks.
That was our...